Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
I went to one of those grocery stores that makes you bag your own groceries over the weekend. Have you ever been to one of those places? I had never been before. This was my first time, and I absolutely blew it because I didn't bring those reusable grocery bags. I forgot them at home. So when I got to the front and I'm paying for my groceries, and by the way, it was like $150 worth of groceries. It was a big grocery run. The cashier, she's like, "So would you like some bags today?" "No, I'm good. I'm going to carry $150 worth of groceries out to my car in my arms. I'm fine. Yes, I want some bags." But the thing is, since they don't bag it for you, you have to guess the number of bags that you're going to use. And you never guess right, do you? I was like, you know what? I think I need 6 bags. So I get 6. Then I go off to the side while she helps the next person in line. Halfway through, I realize, yeah, I need way more bags. So then I have to interrupt the next person in line. She's scanning their groceries, and I'm like, "Excuse me, miss, can I have, like, 5 more bags, please?" And she's like, "Yeah, okay." The person who's just sitting there waiting is like, "Really, man? Really?" Also, you have to pay for the bags. They're 5 cents each, and I did not know that. So I had to put 25 cents on my debit card because I didn't have any change. So she's like, "That's 25 cents. I'm like, "On debit." So again, the person behind me is like, "Wow, I have to wait even longer now. This is awesome." And then the actual putting the groceries in the bags, nightmare. It is wedding season, and here's a little tip for you to enjoy wedding season even more. This is more for the single people, by the way. If you're single and you're going to a wedding solo, you don't plan on bringing anyone, still RSVP that 2 people are going. Now, you know how on the invitation you can RSVP how many people, and then put 2, and then go to the wedding alone. Because not only do you have way more room at the table, you can kind of stretch out your elbows and your legs, but you got 2 plates of food as well. How about them Riders? Killing it over the weekend against the BC Lions. The first half of that football game was one of the most exciting games I've ever seen in my entire life. It was just back and forth, big play after big play. And just when it looked like the BC Lions had the momentum, Marcus Thigpen takes a kickoff 100 yards to the house. The Riders look good. And I know a lot of people are saying, well, they've beaten the 2 worst teams in the league, and that's about it. True. But a win's a win. And a big positive from that game was Cody Fajardo. He looked amazing. He beat Kent Austin's record for most passing yards by a Rider quarterback in their first 4 starts. He's thrown for over 1,100 yards in those 4 games. He's been playing great, which means we get to keep doing this. Fajardo!
Ever wonder what happens when the microphones are off? Well, it's Behind the Scenes with Stacey and Clayton.
All right, let's check the old bank account here. On Thursday, it wasn't that bad, so it should be... Oh, no. Wait, that can't... No. How is it... No. But... Why? No. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Uh-oh. Well, let's check the Visa here. I don't think that should be... That's pretty bad, too. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
That was Behind the Scenes with Stacey and Clayton.
You know those Sharknado movies? The movies that are about a tornado with sharks inside? Yeah, it's like one of those movies that's meant to be bad. Like, it's so bad that it's good kind of thing. The producers of Sharknado are coming out with a brand new movie. It's called Zombie Tidal Wave. It's exactly what it sounds like. It's a giant tidal wave filled with zombies. See, this is what happens when we legalize marijuana. We get weird ideas like this. Would you rather be the youngest sibling or the oldest sibling in your family? And I'm not talking about when you're an adult. When you're an adult, it doesn't really matter if you're the oldest or the youngest or the middle child, whatever. I'm talking about when you were a kid growing up in your parents' house. Would you rather be the oldest sibling or the youngest sibling? My family always argues about this. Being the oldest means you're kind of in charge of the other siblings. And it's always fun being in charge, right? But at the same time, you have all the responsibility. The parents are usually a little more stricter on the older siblings as well. When you're the youngest sibling, yes, you kind of get bossed around and bullied by your older siblings. But your parents also let you get away with a lot more stuff. Like, I'm the youngest sibling in my family. And my brother and sister always had a curfew. It was like, if you're in grade 10, your curfew is at 10. If you're in grade 11, your curfew is at 11. Grade 12, your curfew is 12. But for me, it was just like, well, if you're going to stay out late, just make sure you call. And it bothered my siblings so much because I just get away with whatever I wanted. It sucks to admit, but it's totally true. The youngest sibling gets away with anything and everything, but the oldest siblings, they don't make life easy for the youngest siblings. Hey, a lot of beatings, that's for sure. Some of the pros with being the oldest sibling, though, no hand-me-downs. You always get new clothes. I'm the youngest sibling, and I love hand-me-downs. I'm a grown man, and I still get my brother's hand-me-downs. They're great. But the biggest plus people are saying about being the oldest sibling, when you're playing video games, you get to be Mario and not Luigi. As the youngest sibling, I can say that's 100% true. It's the worst. I hate being Luigi. I always wanted to be Mario. My brother never let me. It was just a jerk move. And that's always player one. You always have to sit the first 10 minutes of Mario. It sucked.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.